This is KERA News. I'm Rachel Osher Lindley. Abortion legislation took center stage at the state capitol today. A state Senate committee began hearing three anti-abortion measures. KERA's Eric Austin reports.
One bill under consideration requires burying or cremating fetal remains. A Texas Health Department rule doing the same thing already was blocked in federal court. Jennifer Allman is executive director of the Texas Catholic Conference of Bishops. Her group is offering to bury fetal remains at no cost.
If medical facilities will contact the Catholic cemeteries in their area, that we will make an arrangement with them whereby they can bring us the unborn children's bodies. We have cemeteries, we do burial, we have staff who does burial, we will provide the free burial.
Another proposal bans fetal tissue donations, even though it's already illegal in Texas. Senate Health and Human Services Chair Charles Schortner is a Republican from Georgetown.
I believe we need to put in place federal state guidelines regarding fetal tissue donation and to de-incentivize any sort of profiteering that could be contemplated, and make it very clear that the state of Texas will not tolerate monetary gain from fetal tissue donation.
A third proposal would mostly ban a commonly used second trimester abortion procedure. It's called dilation and evacuation. Federal courts have blocked similar bans in four other states. Blake Rocap is the legislative counsel for NARAL, pro-choice Texas.
It takes away the safest method of abortion for those abortions away from physicians. And that's why abortion is so safe in this country, because we have skilled physicians with all the tools at their disposal to provide safe medical care.
NARAL Pro-Choice Texas says the three bills are part of a broader effort to ban abortion and stigmatize women who have them. Eric Austin, KERA News.
Texas has one of the lowest rates in the U.S. of toddler vaccination. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Dr. Peter Hotez, director of Texas Children's Hospital's Center for Vaccine Development, about the potential effect of not vaccinating children.
What you see is that there's these intense pockets, particularly in the Austin area, where kids are not getting vaccinated. So, for instance, we have one of the things our studies found is, and this is information in part from the Department of State Health Services, that there are private schools in the Austin area and elsewhere where 20, 30, 40% of kids are not getting vaccinated. And even in the public school systems in Travis County, we're seeing 2 to 3% of kids who are not getting vaccinated. So this is a red flag, because we know measles is so highly contagious. Once you get below the 90, 95% coverage rates where almost all the kids are vaccinated, we can start seeing breakthrough measles like we saw in California.
You can listen to the podcast of today's show at think.kera.org. This episode of Think re-airs at 10 p.m. tonight on KERA. Governor Greg Abbott has declared the state's child welfare system an emergency item in this legislative session. But tied to that is a problem state leaders have battled for more than a decade: sex trafficking. Texas Tribune this week begins a series called Sold Out, exploring those problems, the affected victims, and the political rhetoric that has brought little, if any, change. KERA's Sam Baker talked with Edgar Walters, one of the reporters who worked on the series.
Give me an idea of how bad or how widespread sex trafficking is in Texas.
It's hard to know exactly, but there was a recent study put out by the University of Texas and funded by the governor's office that estimated there are about 79,000 children who are victims of sex trafficking in Texas at any point in time.
And of course, the series has to do with how that foster care or CPS system feeds into sex trafficking. How does that happen?
So children who are vulnerable to sex trafficking, they're vulnerable to manipulation by a pimp. And that's usually because of some kind of trauma in their past. You know, a lot of the girls we spoke to had histories of sexual abuse, domestic violence, other sorts of traumas in the home. In other cases, we found that there were sort of failings of the child welfare system to provide a good home for these kids. And so if, you know, you're being abused at home or you're not getting sort of the love and affection you need, you're likely to look elsewhere to try to find that. And unfortunately, in hundreds of cases or thousands of cases, a lot of those children seem to be turning to a pimp.
Well, the series delves into four cases as examples, one of them being that of Jean, Her story begins in Oklahoma with rape and childbirth at the hands of her father. The tale eventually comes to Texas, where Child Protective Services places her in foster care. And that should have turned her life around for the better, but she says no.
I mean, CPS really screwed my life up, and they caused me more problems than I probably would have had if I had just stayed with my dad and stuck it out.
What happened to Jean?
Jean, unfortunately, was bounced between several different foster care placements. She tried as hard as she could to remain with her daughter, but Child Protective Services workers sent the daughter off to live with Jean's grandparents in Missouri.
Her story took another bad turn in Dallas. How did she end up in sex trafficking?
She had been staying at kind of a group home operation for children in Garland, right outside Dallas. But she had a friend at the facility who said, "Hey, I see you're unhappy. I'm unhappy here too. We can run away and go stay at my friend's house." They end up running from the shelter and moving in with this older woman who, her name is Jasmine Johnson, and ultimately they're made to sell sex in exchange for living there.
Dallas Police Detective Michael McMurray was contacted for this series. This is what he had to say about the victims caught up in this situation.
They're not going to call 911 and say, "I've been a victim of trafficking, can you help me?" And that's what that's the type of victim the system is designed for. When you've got an uncooperative victim who does not want to go back home, doesn't want to be recovered and rescued, does not want to give you information about the person who's been exploiting them, this system tends to break down and not work.
Authorities really struggle because they don't feel like they have a secure place they can send them. You know, you try to keep them in foster care, they end up running away. And so often they find sort of their best option is to lock these girls up in jail, which, you know, is really unfortunate given that I think the entire system recognizes that they are victims, but in many cases they feel like there's really no other option for them.
There's also an issue of money and enforcement when it comes to the laws that the legislature has passed regarding this problem.
Any session, you could count dozens of bills passed or at least filed on the issue of trafficking, prostitution prevention programs, grant programs meant to pay for services for victims. They get passed, but there's no funding attached. So ultimately, those programs end up being sort of, you know, empty. The other issue is the funding of the foster care system in general. Right now, you know, the head of the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services has said he needs about $1 billion over the next 2 years just to make basic sort of reforms to the system and shore up his agency. But right now, lawmakers in crafting their budget have only allotted about one quarter of that. Funding is incredibly hard to come by.
Edgar Walters with the Texas Tribune, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Edgar Walters is one of the reporters who worked on the Texas Tribune series Sold Out. We have a link to the series on our website, keranews.org. And coming up tomorrow during Morning Edition, La La Land leads the pack this year with 14 Academy Award nominations. Our big screen team continues its Oscar preview series with a look at how La La Land relates to other movie musicals throughout the years. That's tomorrow at 8:22 during Morning Edition. I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley. This is KERA News.